Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Live from Punchline in Philadelphia, it's the host of Unhinged with Chris Clemens. Please welcome Chris Clemens!
Oh my God. Oh my God. Now, because we are recording an episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens, available wherever you get your podcasts, I don't know why I sounded like I was about to like raffle off something. I'm like, we got 300, we got 300, we got 350, we got 400. No, I have to do the really cringy shit of like, hey, everybody, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. We have a video episodes up on youtube.com/@unhinged because YouTube couldn't make that more difficult to say out loud. Be sure to rate and review. We do an after show on patreon.com/Chris Clemens, and I think we're finally fucking done with this, so thank God. Guys, we're in Philly! Yeah. Okay, so I'm only asking this, and I'll give you backstory after. How many people actually live in Philly here? And this is why I asked the question. I just did a show in San Francisco, and I was like, wow, like, how many of you know things about San Francisco? And it was dead silent. I mean, it was like mortifying. Got it, it's too early in the show for that silence. No one lived in San Francisco at the show. So I was like, okay, whoa, new paranoia. Got it. Yeah, Philly is a funny place to me because it is so close to my home, but I don't associate with it at all. But I am wearing a... Oh my God, I was like, well, my audience will not give a fuck I'm wearing an Eagles jersey, and then I remembered it's Philadelphia. No, my sister-in-law got this as a present for her birthday, for Christmas. Don't know where I am. And then I was like, wait, that's a stunning green, and I would look so good in it. So that's why, not even kidding, I picked it up from the tailor yesterday to get it shortened. Thank you, put in the effort. No, but like, Philadelphia's fun. I went to my very first concert ever. I went to was in Philadelphia, and can anyone guess who it was? If you know it, don't say it, you bitches. Who? What? Oh, that's mortifying. Okay, I should have just said it. Having people scream my first concert at me. Oh fuck. Yeah, no, it was Hilary Duff, and I think I could like honestly tell you the date, July 24th or 5th, maybe. I don't know. All I remember is that I was on the family computer on like Ticketmaster, like through the Hilary Duff fan club. No, don't laugh. That's fucking bullying, guys. And I was just looking at seats and I was like, Mom, seriously, it's almost like sold out. Like, I have to go to this. And my mom was like, okay, fuck it. I mean, Jesus Christ, Chris, you've worn me down. We already got tickets, surprise. And I was like, what? So I look at the tickets and it says no photography or video. And I was like, well, how the fuck will I remember this when I get Alzheimer's? No, that's like not funny. That's like how I started Twitter in 2008 because I was afraid I would remember my life if I ever got like dementia or Alzheimer's or something. And I tweeted shit like, just had a ham and cheese sandwich, added mayo, crazy. Like, it's really not great. Anyway, so I was like, well, that's a problem. So we were in the mall, my mom and I, and I saw Brookstone. I don't even know if they're still in business. Do people know what that is? Yeah, it was like Sky Mall, but in person, but like gadgets. That's like all I remember. And I remember going in there and seeing binoculars that had a built-in camera. I was like, it's over for you hoes. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have pictures. It was like $200. I was like, no. I remember thinking like, truly, mom, I'm so sorry you are here. I love you. And I remember thinking at the time, what a bitch. I was like, this is the best moment in my life and I can't even get binoculars that take pictures. So we went with, I don't even think we brought a disposable camera, although we did in future concerts to Hilary Duff. But yeah, that, and then I made signs. Thank you. Thank you for the sympathy. There's pictures and maybe I'll send them to Justin. Justin, text me. I don't know where the cameras are in this room, but they're here and there's like four angles. So yeah, ask me for the pics. I made signs. I went with my neighbor whose name is, I'll just say his first name, Ryan. I don't need to put him on blast on this. We were in the last row of the fucking venue. We were at the Wachovia Center. Oh my God, the second that became Wells Fargo, I thought I was gonna protest. I was like 13 and I was like, this is unacceptable. You can't just change an institution like this. Wells Fargo, gross, that's a bank. And then I found out Wachovia was a bank. I was like, what? What? Anyways, so yeah, Philly holds a special, oh my God, and then afterwards. Oh my God, it's all so dark. It was dark from such a young age. I like saw the tour buses and you could like see, I don't know how the setup is now, but you could like see them from like a high up thing. Saw Hillary and her sister Haley walking their little Pomeranian. I was like, Mom, we have to go over to that fence. We can get a picture. Yeah, so it looks like you're in jail for being a star. I mean, the fence was not doing me favors. Anyways, I'm very excited to be here and you know, let's fucking do it. Middle kid, I like it. Who else is wearing middle kid? Wow, that's not great, guys. Thank you to those who cheered. Now, I sent out a little email asking you guys for participation. Okay, thank you to the one person who filled it out. No, I'm kidding. There was like 45 of you. No, don't cheer for that. That's not good odds. I'm not even good at math, and those statistics aren't great. Is Molly here?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. You, I gotta say, rocked my world. And not in the way that I would have loved. You asked for a Chris's Court. Does the name Kyle have one or two syllables? And I thought, what a stupid fucking question. I was like, wow, like, every time I do live shows, it feels just looking like into a mirror. I'm like, wow, so this is what's looking back at me, huh? Yeah, no, but like I'm so down for it, but then I always forget that with shit like this. But does the name Kyle have two syllables or one? Oh, two. That's what I was gonna say. I thought that this was going to be a way hotter debate. Kyle. I guess it matters, like, if you're from, like, this... Kyle? Or if it's, like, Kyle. So what... You think it's one? But why? It's when your mouth touches. But when it closes, that's a syllable? Is that according to what, Merriam-Webster? Oh, you're in education. Yeah, thank you so much for your service. Yeah, thank you. It's one? It's one. The education major specialist says so. So that's, yes, thank you. Okay, well, fuck. Somebody asked how to deal with uninteresting, boring conversations on dating apps. That was you, get the fuck up here. I meant to write down your name, I guess I didn't. Come on up. Guys, make some noise. This is horrifying. Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you. What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole, okay. Great, I now know your name. Let me write it in. Oh, no, go to that mic. Yeah, we've got budget. Come on. You got a microphone, girl. You're recorded. This call is being recorded for quality assuredness or whatever. So you don't know how to deal with uninteresting or boring conversations on dating apps.
Yes.
What's your dating pool look like?
Not great.
No, I just meant like, that's cute. But like, like, do you date just men, men and women?
Just men, unfortunately.
Okay, so that's might be the immediate start of your problems.
I figured.
No, but okay, so you're dealing with men having boring conversation. Do you initiate a lot of the conversations or do you like to be like just responding?
So on Bumble, you have to say something, but I just give it.
You're on Bumble. That one always seems fun. I'm banned from a lot of them because I've been reported for catfishing as Chris Clemens. I'm not sending my driver's license to Tinder. That's bleak. So I always am like, oh, my friends, that's why yours caught my attention. Because I was like, holy shit. I was in Los Angeles when I lived there. My friend was from New York. I had her getting dick down in LA, getting on a flight. No reciprocation, just getting the pleasure. Shocking for a woman, I know. But she was getting dick down in LA, getting on a flight, landing in New York in the morning because it was a red eye. Getting eaten out. I had it all scheduled for her, and they were down.
Yep.
Anyway, so that this is why I. Anyways, this is how I connected with your story. Okay, so you tell me. Yeah, give us the background.
Yeah. So I mean, on Bumble, I mean, my go-to is just like a howdy with a cowboy emoji.
Yeah. It's a classic.
And just see where it goes, and it doesn't go anywhere.
Well, okay. So then, have you ever looked inward to say maybe that's not the greatest start?
I thought about it, but okay. My thing is like.
But you just were like, nah, it's not me.
It's too much effort.
Totally. Do you have your phone with you? Can I get on your dating app?
Sure.
Can I get on Bumble? No. I'm really like, I know that if you're not comfortable with it, truly, you don't have to. I really do think, sadly, that this is like in my top three strengths in life. What do I want?
Hinge.
Whatever you think is the strong, like the most you, like what do you identify with?
Hinge or Bumble?
But what are you, like, do you have
Hinge
both?
More.
Okay, then give us Hinge. Bring us Hinge. Now, do you want me to search for people or like start sending some messages and like kind of give you some?
You can send some messages.
Okay, I can send some messages. Okay, we have Ben, who you haven't responded to. This is today. Can I read these?
Sure.
If not, I don't want you to feel like that. Also, what a professional, bringing the mic stand closer.
My social anxiety.
No, you really ate that one up. Okay. So today at 10:08 a.m., Ben says, I wish it was a long weekend for me, crying emoji. I'm about to head to the gym and then figure out if I want to be a person this evening. LOL. Oh, God.
Oh, that's so funny, Ben.
Oh, no, I just made fun of you. You said, LOL, that's a perfect way to say that. Very relatable.
I was just
trying. Okay, no, you need to be like, so what the fuck is up?
You can say that.
So you're a morning workout type of guy then? Oh, God.
I know, it's boring.
No, it's off. No, but like, I'm not, like, I love you. Thank you for coming. You're not spitting a game at all.
Yeah.
Normally I go after work, but I got a migraine that made me miss out on going yesterday. So I am. Okay. So let me just be direct. Do you want to get sex or do you want a relationship?
Ideally a relationship.
Oh. I will not ask him what he can do with his hands. Just had to make sure the first two fingers worked. Ben is just, this is a really sad.
There's others.
We have Slem. You sent it. Oh, no, he reacted to a picture. Wow, I haven't been on a dating app in forever. You said, there's the howdy. Doing great. How about you? It's a, oh my God, wait, what phone is that? Oh,
it's an Android. Oh, don't hate me.
No, I don't hate you. I'm just like, am I drunk? Or, I mean, that's not out of the picture, but.
I'm too sober for this right now.
It's, oh, well, here's a glass of, are you sick?
No.
Okay, great. Just waterfall. Or just deep throat it. How are you doing? Doing great. How about you? It's a boring Saturday. Would love someone to spice it up a bit. Like, you gotta just, like, have you heard the phrase, lead a horse to water? You can't make it drink. Here's the thing. He'll drink. Lead the fucking bitch to water. I also cannot type, so you look inebriated. Would love someone...
It adds personality.
Would love someone to spice... Wow, maybe I am drunk. Spice it up a bit. Okay, we'll see what he comes to. Or, if, yeah. Okay. Ooh, now that you're guilty. Rihanna's older music was amazing. I would... My guilty pleasure song is Every Time We Touch by Cascada. That's a classic. That's taste. It's such a throwback, but it's a great song. Super underrated song, Matt says. No need to feel guilty singing that one, since I'm pretty sure everyone around our age grew up listening. No, you don't need to explain. We know. That's why you said it. Now that I know
that's
your guilty pleasure
respond.
Song, what's a song, artist, or a few that you want? Why do we care about guilty pleasure? I'd love just pleasure. Is this too far? Am I deranged?
I love it. No, you can say yes.
All right, I think I've given you the groundwork, darling.
Thank you.
I really believe in you. I think just, here's the worst case scenario. You say something super weird. You never talk to him again.
This is true.
I recommend that for Ben.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. Thank you so much. Sorry if I mortified you.
I love it.
If it makes you feel better, I'm going to mortify myself. So get ready.
Love you. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you. Give it up for Nicole. And give it up for me for remembering that without writing it down. No, I'm so serious. So something I do on the podcast every now and then is I rank things. And I thought it would be fun being in Philadelphia. I like making each podcast episode kind of, you know, the word that means, like, to the city. Sure. I looked up famous Philadelphians, and I had no idea there were so many. So I figured we'd rank them as a group, because I always do this shit alone, and then people are like, what do you mean? Bleh? I don't know. That's what I meant. So first up, all right, I guess I should explain. For those not familiar with ranking, there is an S tier, which means superior, or super, or supreme. I think there's like a whole bunch of whatever. We get the gist. Then there's an A, B, C, D, E, and F, because that's just way too much to keep track of. We're going to do A, B, C, F. Okay, so it's S, A, B, C, F. First up, we have Quinta Brunson. Do we know who she is? Abbott's Elementary in the house, period. Where are we putting her? Thank you so much. You're a good crowd. Let me just write S. Justin, if you're editing this onto a chart, you will get extra money. Next up, we have Dick Clark. Rest in peace. The host, I know. New Year's Eve has not been the same. It hasn't. Although Andy Cohen and the other guy, really solid... Anderson Cooper. No, I know. I was on his show and I tried to block his name out. Dick Clark. Wait. Why the Dick Clark slander? Is he a bad guy? Oh, average. Oh, so the guy's dead. Let's at least give him A. I mean, right? Or B? Thank you. And that's called being an influencer. Next up, this one's a curveball for me, and to me, the definition of average, but I don't want to bias y'all. Bradley Cooper. Okay, we are horny. S. Noted. Now, okay, wow, that was crazy. I really thought that this was going to be like a, yeah, let's kill him! I literally don't know why. I just kind of thought, like, you know, he's been in enough that it's like, okay. Mary Cassatt. Who the hell is that? It's an impressionist painter. Come on. No, in my defense, I really only remembered her because of Wikipedia. But after Googling imaging, like, I got at least a B. Who here knows who that is? Got it. We'll just throw her an F. We'll put her an F just for the fuck of it. Ooh. No, you have no idea. Bill Cosby? S, I hear it. No. Wikipedia put comedian, actor, and author. I'm kind of wondering when they're going to put but, okay. Tina Fey. Thank God. Okay, thank God. I was ready to fight. Like, I know maybe some 30 Rock jokes were out of pocket, but S? Love that little nursery rhyme. All right, Willem Belli, who is a drag queen. S. Do people here watch RuPaul's Drag Race? Not that many people said a fucking letter after I said that, so. So what are we thinking? S. Okay, so everybody's an S. I really should put more problematic people. Oh, speaking of, Kate Gosselin from John and Kate Plus 8. C. F. Hold on, shut up. Make some noise if you think Kate Gosselin should be put into C. Make some noise if you think Kate Gosselin should be an F. Make some noise if you're Kate Gosselin. Fuck, I wish her Karen Bob was in here. Okay, so that was F. I don't remember. Thank you. F. Kevin Hart. The room is divided. You say S, okay. I don't think there's a D. I think we took that one out. C. C. All right, this is an annoying game. Who fucking thought of this? Make some noise if you think C. Make some noise if you think B. A? F. I think it was B. Yeah, thank you, thank you. Everyone's like, yeah, I heard it. Abby Jacobson from Broad City. S? Got it, okay. Jesus. All right, this one I'm just already gonna own up to the fact I'm gonna fuck up their name. M. Night Shyamalan. Oh. Are you just cheering for my pronunciation of it correct? Yes. Oh, S. S. I'm like, wow, what a supportive audience. Ooh, sorry, the drink just hit. Will Smith. This is so fascinating. Being on the internet and then doing the show live in Philly. None of these are how I thought they would be. Okay, so, S, A, B, C, F. We love a minority vote, let's go. All right, I'm gonna do C. Yeah, thank you. Love that, whoever's, yeah, that's a good one. Betsy Ross. I did not know this many people rode for Betsy Ross. The British are coming, bitch. Betsy Ross's fan club is coming. I personally would have put her at like a C. I feel like, I just think, come on, we could have done a little more with the flag than that. Everything is so, like, rigid and a star. And... although, also the color pattern could have been a little nice. Anyway, what are we thinking, Betsy Ross? No, guys, stick with your heart, not what I'm just saying. I mean, I'll still like your... C. A? A, okay! A! Fucking A, goddamn. Really did not know that she had this kind of presence in I had no idea Betsy Ross, a Philadelphia native, an American flag maker, had such a presence here. I've been to her house, funny enough, on a field trip. Yeah, we all have. Little Dickie. I really thought that was going to be like a throwaway. S. A. S. Everyone's like, yeah. A. I don't care. I really honestly put him on here. I put him on A. Diplo, I had no idea he's from Philadelphia. Why is he everywhere? I like get on TikTok and there's Diplo, like stuck at Burning Man. And then I like get on Instagram and there's Diplo, like at Diddy's White Bar. I'm like, okay. Where, how do we feel about Diplo? He's all right. Totally. C? Do we feel good about C? Yeah. Love. This is such a fun team building exercise. Lil Uzi Vert. I will just put S and save us a screaming match. I hope people know who this is. I really, this will hurt. Joan Jett. Yeah. What are we thinking? Okay, you guys are correct. Next up, we have someone who had a country accent and then just dropped it one day and never talked about it. Taylor Swift. S? Okay, okay, I got it. Jesus. I had no idea so many of my fans were so into Taylor Swift. We're not. Oh. Some God gave its battles to strongest soldiers or whatever the phrase is. Good luck. Been there, tried that. Didn't end well. Pink. Oh my God, I've seen Pink in Philadelphia, actually. It was for someone's sweet 16 who later gave a blowjob at my high school, and that was like the huge drama of it all. There's people here who know the name. I'm not saying it. Nice try. But yeah, for our 16th birthday, we got a box of Pink. I was like, holy shit. Wow, and your family has like 7 kids. That's crazy. So we like Pink. Did people see Florence Pugh at the Golden Globes? So raise a glass if you are wrong and on the right. Yeah. Ben Franklin. You guys can't really have this much of a woo-ha for Ben Franklin. He fucking flew a kite in the lightning. I mean, then again, I'm on stage, so okay. S. F. F. Oh, F. Oh, F and S. Have I been fucking this whole game? They sound identical. F. C. Oh, C. F. We're gonna put it at F because there's not enough Fs. Last up, ooh, this is bleak. RIP, Kobe Bryant. S. Okay, great. And thank you so much. That is Ranking Philadelphians. In F, we have Mary Cassatt, Bill Cosby, Kate Gosselin, and Ben Franklin. So at least I found out what my nightmare blunt rotation would be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now, before we carry on, I would like to say that this episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens is brought to you by BetterHelp. As a lot of you guys know, I have talked very openly and even more honestly, whether it's on my YouTube channel or on this podcast, but therapy is something that I hold in very high regards. I have absolutely changed my life because of it. And it's been able to help me really just sort of get out of my own way. And with it being a new year, I think everybody kind of puts this emphasis on bettering themselves, at least I would hope. And I just think there's no better way to do that than through therapy. I really think a lot of people think therapy is about changing yourself and ridding yourself of awful habits or thought processes or whatever, and that can be true, but what I've found through therapy is that I've been able to build on a lot of the skills and positive attributes that I already have. And I also just think it's good to open up and talk about your life and then hear feedback from somebody else's perspective who has no skin in the game, you know? Yeah, I mean, I know it can be a cliche thing, but just therapy has really been so life-changing for me, and I want that for everybody. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. A great thing about it is that it's entirely online and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And all you really have to do is just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And something that I really like about it is that you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. That's something with therapy I think people don't really discuss a lot, is that it takes time to find the right person that works with you. I think a lot of people think like, oh, I went to therapy, not getting much out of it, but you really have to connect with the right one. So being able to switch therapists at any time for no additional charge is a huge bonus. So with all of that being said, if you want to celebrate the progress you've already made, visit betterhelp.com/unhinged today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/unhinged. Once again, this episode of Unhinged with Chris Clemens is brought to you by BetterHelp. And with all that said, let's get back to the episode. Now, is Tina B in the room? I hope so, because I fucking picked you. Yeah? Tina, get up here. Make some noise for Tina B. Tina B, Tina B, Tina, Tina, Tina B. That was my rendition of I'm a Bee by the Black Eyed Peas. Come on. Wow. You took the ticket for the long way round. Here we go. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh my God, you have such cool hair. Give it up for Tina Bee. You had a funny, story, but just something. You've had no contact with your dad for 5 years, and last month, I'm not done. And last month, he invited me to his wedding 2 weeks before the ceremony.
Yep.
Yeah. People ask, like, do you enjoy it? This is why I do what I do. I am nosy. I couldn't go, but should I reach out or send them a gift? No, guys, we're getting into it. She's on stage. I didn't just bring her up for humiliation. So why do you have no contact with your dad? Do you want to get into it? Anything you're not comfortable with, be like, next question, Your Honor.
We celebrated when my mom finally, like, separated from him. We'll put it at
Me
that.
Me too.
Yeah. And he, for the record, he invited all of his kids, like, 2 weeks before. So it wasn't just a me.
Do you know when the other invites went out?
Not a clue. I got a text, which he didn't have my number, so somehow he got my number.
Fun.
And I got a text from him, like, a week before I got an actual mail invite.
So you got an invite 3 weeks before?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Did you go? Oh, no, you couldn't go.
No,
but if you could have gone, would you?
Probably not.
No, there's no shame
no,
in the game.
Yeah,
but say it loud with your chest
gone,
out.
No.
Yeah, I don't blame you for that. Do you want to send them a gift?
I mean, I heard she's pretty cool. Like, this is the thing. Like, so... My brother still lives with them.
Okay. And, how many siblings do you have?
I have three brothers.
Okay.
And so my youngest brother lives with them, and him and his
exclusively.
Girlfriend. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they said that she's really cool. She's like down to earth and like normal.
So he's
going
to go to the wedding.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they went to the wedding.
Oh, it's over, right.
Yeah.
Totally.
It was in December.
Okay. Mazel.
But yeah. But... what was I saying? I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. So someone's whistling at me. Don't you dare catcall me. Disgusting. Do it again. So who out of your siblings went? Just the one brother?
So no. So one brother went, and then my brother from South Carolina flew up for it, but me and my oldest brother did not. Wow. We both had stuff going on.
Yeah.
So we were like... I mean, I was in Florida. I wasn't even in the state.
No, I wasn't even in the country.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I wasn't even real.
But it was just, it's like,
do you want to give a gift? You want to give a gift to her, not
I heard she's cool. Like,
honestly, that could be kind of a fun little move, is like just sending a one gift and addressing it just for her.
Yeah, I need to like find out things that she likes.
I don't even
first,
think you do.
Just,
I think just send them something, like maybe a fun magazine subscription. Highlights, perhaps. I loved Can You Spot the Difference?
Yeah, yeah. That'd be a good one.
Yeah. Send him a toy. Well, you'll never get a text again 2 weeks out, that's for sure.
I was gonna say what kind of toy, but never mind.
I don't think I'm saying send Legos.
No, yeah.
Babe. Send him the Bob the Builder toy kit. Okay. Now you want to send her a gift?
I don't know. That was the thing. That was why I asked.
Are you open,
like,
to reconnecting with your dad?
This is getting...
I know. Oh, God.
Getting deep. This is...
Sometimes we get, like, weirdly deep here,
exes
but...
Exes have asked me this, and I just have never answered.
So you're equating me to an ex.
But I... Sorry. No.
No.
But, no, I don't know. I'm not really sure. That's the other thing, is that I'm, like, kind of, like... I was on the fence about it, and then I got that text. It was, like, weird. It was within, like, a week of talking about it with somebody, and then, like, that week, I
but
got...
You, so you knew he was getting married before you were invited?
I only do because of the text. I didn't know before
okay.
I was
Got
invited.
It.
Yeah.
Should she get a gift?
No.
Ooh, whoa. Okay. Send a card. Flowers.
Yeah. Flowers.
Flowers and okay. a card, but just still addressed to the wife.
Yeah.
Like, your dad has to work for it.
Just to Brenda.
Send, like, a hello before an yeah. invite. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Thanks.
Send some flowers just for her, though. I love that.
Thanks.
Thank
like
you so much.
Better. Thank you.
Give it up for Tina B.
I love her shirt. No, thank you
so much. I appreciate it. All right. Next up is Eve G here. I'm trying to keep... Yeah. Waiters, there's a cleanup on aisle 18. Come, get up. Come on. Yeah, yeah. I don't know why you've seen two people come up and thought you were going to sit there. Let's make some noise for Eve. There we go. Hello.
I don't know which one you're going to read.
I read the one about advice. Oh, you can.
I don't know. Thank you. I'm not that tall.
Well, I don't.
Thank you.
I don't know, guys. Okay. You said, and this is, I guess, kind of.
Oh, I'm actually really.
You said, I said like five different times in maybe three different languages, like, you will be on camera and record it.
That's fine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You said. I need dick, but the apps are literally horrible. And I don't think you're alone. I can't meet people out because they don't approach me. I've approached a few people and it leads to texting, but that's it. How can I get people to come up to me? So what?
More so, not in the hallway. No, no. More so like.
No, this
I think,
really just turned into a charity event. I'm like, woof.
I think I give like. I'm sorry.
No. It's Unhinged with Chris Clemens.
Okay.
Justin has edited the word before, and he's now done it twice this episode. Mom, I know you hate the word. Get over it.
Yeah, I think I give like...
It's my show.
I think I give like energy when I'm out.
But like serving or like... Oh, okay. Okay, when you made that face with the scarf... Maybe ditch the scarf. What? Oh, your nipples. Got it. Totally. That...
It's a see-through shirt, so the lights, I just feel.
Yeah, so the solution, was a scarf. Okay, so we might be getting to a problem.
Yeah, so basically, Because, like, I know I look good. That's the thing.
Okay, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. But
you're welcome.
But I think I, I think I give unapproachable, and I want to know, like...
Do you guys think she gives unapproachable? You guys, be honest. It's okay. We're strong here. People said yes, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're not that strong. Fuck.
Because, like, when I dress up, like, I'm wearing...
What would you wear out, I guess?
I wear, like, heeled booties, like, usually all black, like, hot.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the city, I feel like all black isn't crazy.
Well, I don't live here.
Where do you live?
New York.
Even more appropriate place for... No, the mic is... This is... This might be some of it. You might need to meet halfway.
Yeah.
We're learning a lot.
That's what I thought. Because I was like, I live in Brooklyn, like... There's people.
Oh my God, you came from New York. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's really nice. Yeah. I said that on Instagram stories thinking like, okay, all you bitches in my comments being like, New York.
Well, I figured that would like sell out really quick. So I was like, I'm gonna come here. No offense to Philly.
Thank you. I'm like honored and also like
not
hit.
You, just Philly.
No, it's...
Oh. I love Philly though.
I love Philly.
The Liberty Bell.
Okay, so you wear all black, and then what? So you're out, like, where do you normally, like, frequent?
I'm not like a club girl. I'm like a bar, dancey bar.
Okay, so when you're at a bar, what are you doing?
Dancing.
Okay, so then how is that on a, that, to me?
I know. That's
are you dancing with friends?
Yeah.
Maybe you should, like, branch off every minute or so. Well, Well, don't do that, because... That looks like you lost your aide or something. I'm like, it's okay. Her aide's in the bathroom. She's going to be okay.
No. Like, and I... here's a vibe.
Yeah, here's a vibe.
What is the vibe? I don't know.
I don't know. You're out. Like
in I'm a out, se- having
what
fun.
Setting do you want to attract someone in? That's a great question. Thank you.
Well, I'm a big gym person.
Gym.
And I
that's crazy to me. When people say that it was where they want to meet someone, I'm like, whoa.
I don't want to meet someone there. That's just like, I think the most realistic place that someone would. I've been approached at the gym more than at the bars.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah.
I've seen TikTok enough.
So, but they're all like weirdos.
No, I know. I've seen TikTok enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Do we have any suggestions?
Like, I don't know what to... I
also am unapproachable, yeah. So like this is sort of the blind leading the blind.
Kind of fucked.
What's your type? That's a good question.
This is crazy.
How crazy?
I have a...
You're like, I love clowns.
I'm a furry. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, work. I'm like, wow, I have a whole different set of questions.
No,
thank you.
Tall, big, beefy men. And I'm getting into women a little bit.
Love that. Good for you.
Thank you.
Why not? Get right into them.
Just play around. Yeah.
Do you feel that you'll have better luck? Have you experimented with a woman?
No.
Maybe try that.
That's my next...
I think why not try it? You try it once, you're like, okay.
That's funny.
Fish tacos not for me.
Yeah, because like... Yeah.
I'll get the carne asada. Thank you.
Yeah, so then my woman type would be like Renee Rapp.
Love. I see you doing very well.
Like, I want to fuck her so bad.
Renee, are you here? Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't think you should necessarily change. I think maybe just as someone who's also been told they're unapproachable, like...
It just sucks because then you're
smile
like...
Smile more. Ugh.
I know.
But like, it's like, oh, I love being out when I could be in bed.
Right. Fast.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Smoking. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I helped you at all, but thank you for bearing your soul.
I think we're trying women. That's,
yeah. I think that's where we go. 2024.
Gay for 2024.
Amen to that.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I hope you were not humiliated. I'm like, oh my God. I think I'm just humiliating everybody. Some of you guys though were like, to the person who responded for advice saying, what does it mean to live the dream? I was like, not that kind of show. Dr. Phil tapes in New York, I think. All right, we're nearing the end of the episode. However, we're not ending the episode without revealing who the fuck y'all have been surrounded by this whole time. I asked audience members to submit secrets they had. This is why I do what I do. We have like six. The first one. I traveled to visit my partner one weekend and used my work bag as a travel bag. I'm a school therapist, so I went into work the next week and forgot I left a private item in my bag. To my surprise, my third grade client goes through my bag. I love that you're calling a third grader a client. Let's have some respect for yourself. My third grade client goes through my bag, pulls out my vibrator I packed for the previous weekend and says, "What's this?" I've never played it off so cool in my life. I got her to put it away and she pulled it out again. It was clean, thankfully, but fuck me. I think that's what the vibrator's for. Do you wanna, if you're here, you don't have to say this, you can remain anonymous, but what did you tell that third grade boss baby client? Oh, you're here. I was in. I was like, holy shit, I'm about to be a Las Vegas judge who's getting attacked by someone. Holy shit. Oh my God. Wow, I didn't even, this was not a call up on stage moment, but wow, you really.
I was really hoping that you would bring
oh,
it up.
Oh, you, okay.
Yeah, thank you. Oh yeah, I'm 5'1".
No, you're, okay, thank just you hold so the, much. No, I'm thank using, you. Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
Right there.
There you go. Perfect. So what it, I'm so glad you're here. What, fun outfit,
thank
good
you.
Hair.
Thank you.
Love this, I almost wore sweatpants that same color. Yeah, and then
my
I didn't.
Color.
I love it.
Yeah, next time.
Anyway, so what did you say to this kid? So okay, so you're like, boss baby, come in. Yeah. That's what I
so
pictured.
I'm a therapist in Baltimore, so I work in different elementary schools. Thanks. Hey.
Yeah, woo! Shout out to people who fucking work in schools, by the way. That shit is fucking crazy. And also, while we're at it, please tip your bartenders and your waiters, please. They are busting their ass. Thank you. Okay, carry on. You're yeah.
So like being a therapist, like kids don't give a shit, you know?
No, I
like,
know.
They're like,
that's why I
just
don't work as an educator.
Right.
I know,
oh my God.
I know what I'm up against yeah. and I won't do well.
So like I bring things like I play like Mario Kart with them. I bring yarn. I bring like card games.
What the fuck? I had to build like a Little House on the Prairie diorama.
But like that's how you have to like convince
people are
them.
Playing go-kart, Mario Kart, whatever
yeah.
the fuck it is.
Because, like, technology, you know? Like, they don't care.
Yeah, okay, I'm old.
Like, they're
fuck
not.
You. Yeah, because technology. I know you had a smart board, but now we have Wii's in
That's
classroom.
Literally your whole job is technology.
It doesn't mean I'm good at it.
Okay, true.
I just called Mario
That's
Kart go-go-kart.
Just...
Roll the tape.
But yeah.
So this baby pulls out your vibrator.
Yeah, and...
And what?
I mean... I'm a social worker. Like, I've seen a lot of shit. So I was just like, oh, yeah, like, just put that away. I don't know. Like, it was just, like, a part of my... I don't know. Because, like, I have multiple bags. So then she puts it
I don't know.
In.
Just, I don't know. I don't know. Who are you? What are you even here for? This is why I'm not an educator.
She goes on, like, it's fine. Like, I thought that we were done. And I was like, okay, maybe
no,
I can,
she was
like,
not
slyly
finished.
Put the bag away. Yeah, no. She goes
not
back
like
into
that.
My bag.
Don't laugh. Like...
But she goes back into my bag. And I was like, honey... Like, just stop being so nosy. Like, it's
That's
my
the,
stuff.
Yeah.
I don't go through your stuff. And then she put it away and it was fine. But I was just like, I really just had a third grade girl, like, touch my personal...
Innards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no.
It's okay.
I didn't know what to do.
It's
and then
okay.
I was like, do I tell people that? Like, I don't really know.
Well,
and then you sent the email out and I was literally
it's a little late
my
for
office.
That question.
Right.
Point to, like, cameras 1, 2, and 3, 4, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So
my partner's also here, so... It's so fun.
Your I was like the third grader. I got so confused for it. I was like, what?
I don't want to lose my job.
What have I said this show? I know Justin bleeped the word twice, and now a third.
Yeah, no.
Okay, okay.
But yeah.
The rest of the secrets, let's stay anonymous. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much. Oh my God, you're crazy. And on a way less fun note, the next secret. Let's just strap in here. I would for sure murder my father if I knew I could get away with it. To any officers in the audience, I do not condone this behavior. Also, this is totally nicotine. They ended that secret with dark but true. So... You've all been in the dark with a murderer. Next up, when I worked overnight at a diner, I had sex with my boss on, in all caps, a table that people ate at an hour later. No, 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 save it. Save it for now. I was 19, he was 46.
Womp womp, yay!
They were nice enough to tell me, though, that yes, they cleaned it. No, it's not their proudest moment. LMAO. LMAO. If you're here, can you just shout out what, like, the letter grade food safety rating you had was? Not you. I've been looking at you this whole time. Is that your mom? Thank God. I had a lot of people in San Francisco sitting up front with their moms. I just, it's so hard to see. I just saw glasses and I just thought, Mom, I'm so sorry. I'll stop talking. That's a great idea. That should have stayed a secret. Anyways, moving on. I had a dream last week that Lin-Manuel Miranda fucked me from behind and I loved it. I woke up genuinely concerned. I woke up this morning and am now genuinely concerned. I bet you were singing high notes. One time, I left my office to go get lunch at the mall. I forgot this one. This is the one I identify with. One time I left my office to go get lunch at the mall and sharted a little on the way to the car. It's like looking into a fucking mirror. So I literally had to go to the mall and buy new jeans. They looked like the ones I was wearing. I also bought new underwear so I could return to work after lunch. That was generous of you. No one knew, so I guess that's a win. What the fuck? I mean, like, no, if I had an office job, that would have been me like four times by now. All right, last up, this is the weirdest note to end on, but I just thought, what a fun topical moment. Gypsy Rose Blanchard's new husband can get it. Whoever has this as a secret, do you also have a crush on Big Ed from 90 Day Fiancé? Barney the dinosaur? What the fuck is... What? Who said? Who defended? Huh?
He looks like her mom.
He looks like her mom. And that's where we end this episode. Thank you so much, everybody. I don't even know how to walk off stage. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna kind of disappear. No, but thank you so much. Be sure to like and subscribe. Subscribe and rate, whatever the fuck you do with a podcast. Thank you guys so much for being a part of this episode of Unhinged. Stick around, I'm gonna do a little stand-up and then we'll all have a Saturday night to forget it happened. So, love y'all, see you in a minute.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.